Bill Lee joins us on Sports Byline, the former big league pitcher, nicknamed the Spaceman, inducted into the Red Sox Hall of Fame. He pitched 14 years in the majors and 10 years in Boston, 4 years in Montreal, and he won 17 games for three consecutive seasons. And Bill, you're still pitching, playing in an independent league. You love getting out there on the mound, on the field. What is it that drives you to enjoy baseball this much?
Well, right now I use a Prius. But I play all over. You know, I played in Santa Rosa, threw 12 innings this weekend. I pitched in San Quentin last Thursday, flew to Boston, did the Red Sox game, the first A-Rod game back after the steroid issue, and flew back, and now I'm playing for the Pacifics. I just like to hit. I like to compete. I can still compete at a pretty high level, as was proven last year when I went 9 innings. I don't think I'm going to pitch. I fouled off a ball off my toe, and I'm losing my toenail on my right foot. So I can't land really well, and it's kind of affected my speed, which was about real slow to dead slow, you know. So I'm all right, though. I'll take a lot of Advil, and I'll go get them for 24 hours, and I can still play. The funny thing is, I stay in shape so I can play in these tournaments in the fall, the Roy Hobbs and the MSBL. And I play on some pretty elite teams. And we just there's nothing better than getting a walk-off double, you know, in the, no matter what age you are, if it's a Little League World Series or a 65 and over tournament. It's the best game going. You know, we play the game because of the moments that you just are unbelievable. This Sunday I played, and in the seventh inning, I come in relief. I had already thrown 9-inning complete game in Napa. Now I'm in Santa Rosa, and the little young umpire, my catcher, comes out on a chopper, brushes the hitter ever so slightly. He calls catcher interference, and the guy's awarded first base. And I go down to him, and I said, "Son, if you'd been umping in the 75 World Series, the Red Sox would have won the World Series in the Armbruster decision." So it's amazing that I'm on the mound, and 40 years later, the same thing happens.
You mentioned about being back in Boston doing a game, the A-Rod game, so it kind of is a natural lead-in to the whole situation. Bill, you've been around this game a long time, and one of the things I respect about you in all our conversations is you've always had a very interesting look at things, a different look, but you've also had a very honest look at things in baseball. So from that perspective, tell me your thoughts about A-Rod.
Wow. You know, I mean, he was a phenom coming out of high school. I thought he was kind of a prima donna. And he goes to Seattle, kind of a small market. He tears it up. Then he gets the big money to go to Texas, which was obscene. And I think that's what upset a lot of people, was the fact that he made so much money, and the rest of America doesn't make that kind of money. And then to find out that he's involved in all these things at Tejada and McGuire and Bonds, and but then I thought about it, and I'm going, you know, I want to see the best baseball. I want to see guys compete at a high level, as long as it doesn't, you know, affect them long time and kills them or gives bad vibes to children and stuff like that. But I look at kids today, all our ads are for drugs that are put out by companies, and you look at the side effects on these drugs, and I'm going, these PEDs and these growth hormones don't have as bad a side effects as Cialis or anything else that's out there. And I'm going, it sounds like a pretty two-tiered system, that the big pharmaceutical companies can kill you, but the small ones are not allowed to. And then to put it on baseball, it just really upsets me to no end. And now to Tejada, him coming back after, you know, being prescribed kind of an antidepressant and stuff like that. Everybody in America is on that stuff. If they took all the statistics out of baseball for people that use greenies, you would have no statistics from 1968 to 1982. You'd have to take out 14 years, which were people using amphetamines on a regular basis.
Well, I think the biggest problem, too, is as long as the rules state that you can't use certain substances, until they change the rule, I think you ought to play the game by the rules. Would you agree with that, Bill?
Yes, you play it by the rule, but these guys were convicted after the fact. The statute of limitations, it's the Mann Act. They these guys, especially McGuire, who was using stuff that wasn't a banned substance.
Well, I'm talking, though, more about the recent situations where they had rules in place for testing. They have rules in baseball now. It was a little bit murky back in the 90s. The commissioner said, well, you know, we didn't know anything about it. And Faye Vincent told me directly on this program that they knew about it in the early 1990s, and he sent out a memo to all of them. So, you know, you would think that after they came out with all these rules, that for players to come back relatively soon and try to do the same thing to cheat by using performance-enhancing drugs, that just, there's something wrong with that, Bill.
Well, to you guys it is. To me, it's not. I could care less. They can use anything they want, and I'm going to get them out. They still got to hit the ball. I can make it sink. You know, they're not, it's, if I make a mistake, they just hit it a little further, you know, and that little further ain't that much of a difference. I gave up all the home runs to Frank Robinson, you know, to Richie Allen. I guarantee you, you know, those guys, some days after they were hungover, they had a few beans in their system, and I didn't take exception. I didn't care if they were locked and loaded, and I know that Rosie Grier and all those football players, when they looked across the line and they saw these people slobbering and their eyes were all ajar, they knew that they had more greenies in them than they did. So it was basically, you know, get your butt in the game and play. I don't care if you're not going to have a clear playing field in life, and I don't expect it in sport. I mean, you guys, everybody's trying to regulate everything to be the same, and I call that mediocrity, and I don't like that.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. If you're going to let the hitters use it, let the pitchers use it, and everything will even out. Are we looking at nothing ever going to change as far as professional sports, and in particular baseball, that there's always going to be somebody that will try to game the system to some degree?
Well, just all you have to do is say Gaylord Perry. You know, everybody's going to try and find a way of getting out. Sutton was roughing up the ball late in his career. He's in the Hall of Fame. We're going to take him out because of sandpaper? You know, it's like you can go down the line. Everybody's looking for an edge, and everybody's looking, you know, a gunfighter. He wants the sun at his back. You know, it's what are we going to do? Make sure they're all east and west and north and south so they're not affected by the sun going. I tell you, it's life is about taking advantage and sticking your foot in the door when opportunity knocks, and that's why we have horse races, and that's why we have confrontations in the game. And I just think it's a red herring, and it's put out by the big drug companies, the powerful, to put the Biogenesis and the Balcos and all these smaller companies that are trying to, you know, increase performance. And they're not trying, I don't think they're trying to hurt people or hurt future generations. They're just trying to make the game. You go into a bike shop now, and they got this stuff that's caffeine-loaded for bikers and stuff like that and trying to get up that mountain. And I think Lance Armstrong got a raw deal, too, because everybody was doing it. Everybody. There was a guy named Lazzie Varon, a long-distance runner. He used to take his own blood and red blood cells, and he used to get more blood in him. It was called blood doping back in the old days. And that was totally legal in the Olympics. Everybody's looking for an advantage.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. During the course of your career, 14 years, what did you do to try to get an advantage in any way?
I tried to eliminate all inflammation. I took shots. I was shot with cortisone, which is a steroid. I took steroxazoline, which is a steroid. I took Clenarol, which is a steroid. I took all this stuff that was prescribed by the team doctor to get me out on that field so I could perform and to perform at my highest level. And now, all of a sudden, it's illegal. Give me a break. These guys are just, I don't know what it is, but someone's got the, our whole society is being led by fear. You know, whether it be at the airport or anywhere else, and information, pulling people over, I think we've lost control of the freedom of this country, and it really upsets me.
In about 40 seconds, when you take a look at your efforts day in and day out, and there are days when pitchers know they don't have their best stuff, what was it that you had to do, the single thing you had to do to be able to work through a difficult day?
Shorten my stride, keep the ball down, stay within myself, really be smart. I remember Juan Marichal told me and stuff. He said, every time I had a little something sore or ticked, I went out and threw a good ball game. When I was overconfident and thought I felt good, he'd get lit up like a Christmas tree. You know, the key is you suck it up, stay within yourself, and use your smarts and use everything in your arsenal, every bullet you've got when you don't feel good. And you got to go out there, and you're never going to go out there 100%. And just suck it up, son. And you don't play with your face. Get out there and compete, and let's get it on.
Bill Lee is with us, and when we come back on the other side, 40th anniversary of the DH, and Bill has been very adamant about the use of the DH, and he famously called it the bastard son of Bowie Kuhn and Charlie Finley. So indeed, when we come back on the other side, we'll continue talking to him about the DH and other things in baseball on America's Sports Talk Show.